For first time ever, no top UK government posts will be held by white men, claim. By Peter Cattell on September 6, 2022. For the first time in history, all of the senior roles within Britain's new government will be occupied by women and people of colour. Analysis by the UK's newspaper of record has predicted. With Liz Truss winning the race to lead her party and so become Prime Minister tomorrow. One major newspaper has now predicted that none of the major positions in the new UK cabinet will be occupied by white men for the first time in history. The positions of Chancellor, Foreign Secretary and Home Secretary, which, alongside the position of Prime Minister, are collectively known as the Great Offices of State in the UK, are all now expected to be occupied by politicians from ethnic minority backgrounds. Given Westminster pundits seem confident about Truss's senior government picks, the prediction by The Times would represent a massive demographic shift for ethnic representation in the most senior positions in British political life. The development illustrates how the Conservatives continue to beat the left-wing on their own territory consistently. Despite left-wing Labour professing their progressive credentials, the Conservative Party has fielded all of Britain's three female prime ministers so far. According to predictions published by the UK's paper of record The Times, Liz Truss is almost certain to appoint Kwasi Kwarteng as Chancellor of the Exchequer. Kwarteng, an alumnus of elite British school Eton whose parents are from Ghana, previously served as business secretary under Boris Johnson, and has been in the past rather critical of the UK's Black Lives Matter movement, arguing against virtue signalling and for a more contextualised understanding of the historical British Empire. Bizarrely, he also in the past said that he was considering going vegan in the pursuit of green agenda ideals, something that would likely not appeal to many Tory voters. The Times meanwhile predicts that James Cleverly, whose mother is originally from Sierra Leone, will be appointed Foreign Secretary despite having only limited previous government experience. Having spent over 20 years in Britain's territorial army, Cleverly told Politico back in 2019 that the UK government must respect Britain's vote to leave the EU or run the risk of seeing civil unrest. We either listen to that and show people, the millions of people who voted, that if you want to initiate change, the best and most appropriate and most effective way of doing so is in the ballot box, he told the publication. And if the message we are sending to them is the ballot box is not the best possible way to initiate change, it might be, I'm not saying definitely or possibly, that they will look at other ways of initiating change, he then reportedly said. Lastly, Suella Braverman, the current government's Attorney General for England and Wales, is expected by The Times to land the job of Home Secretary. A hardline Brexiteer whose parents hail from Mauritius and Kenya, the politician has in the past vocalized opposition to transgenderism and woke diversity training, albeit to little actual political and social impact, and had previously earned the endorsement of major figures such as Nigel Farage when she herself ran for the position of Prime Minister. If this prediction is correct, Braverman would be deposing current Home Office Secretary Preeti Patel from her position, who in government completely failed at getting a grip on the ongoing Channel migrant crisis. Other notable appointments predicted by the publication include hardline culture warrior Kemi Badenoch, expected to become Secretary of State, while Nadeem Zahawi, a British-Iraqi politician who is currently serving as Chancellor, is expected to end up in charge of the UK Cabinet Office, a senior non-departmental role close to the Prime Minister. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.